Following recording is copyright 2012 Catholic Diocese of Little Rock. All rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Prior to today's gospel, Jesus has already come to Jerusalem at great personal risk to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. And much like he has already done for the other two great pilgrimage feasts of Passover and Pentecost, Jesus gives this feast new meaning, fulfillment, in terms of his saving mission as our Messiah. And it is remarkable how appropriate this passage is for our celebration of consecration of this new altar for St. Peter Catholic Church in Pine Bluff. The word tabernacle originally meant a more or less temporary dwelling, often a tent. And you may remember that during the Exodus, when there was no temple, no fixed structure, while they were in the desert, God's dwelling was a tent. In current Catholic usage, we still call the dwelling place of God, sacramentally present in the body and blood of Jesus, a tabernacle, even though our tabernacles are now a small fixed container. And in fact, we'll also be blessing our tabernacle in this Mass. But once the Israelites had settled in the Promised Land and changed from being herders into becoming farmers, the word tabernacle was also applied to the temporary huts or booths. Sometimes you hear it called the Feast of Booths, made not of tent cloth, but rather of sticks and straw, which people set up temporarily, and they slept out in these huts in the fields at harvest time, enabling them to work longer hours and also to protect the harvest. Anyway, once the harvest was complete, all Jews living within 15 miles of Jerusalem were then required to travel there to offer their tithes from the harvest to God at the altar in the temple. And they built tabernacles or booths, very similar to the temporary structures that they had built out in their fields during the harvest, built new ones in Jerusalem, and spent 8 days there in those huts praising God and thanking him not only for that year's harvest, but also for how God had protected them and provided for them during all of their difficult times, especially during their 40 years in the desert. During Jesus' participation in the Feast of Tabernacles, recounted in John chapters 7 to 8, there arose seven controversies or disputes, one of which is the selection that was chosen, just occurred for today's gospel. Here we have a dispute arising from their ignorance of Jesus' adversaries regarding his Davidic ancestry, because they only seem to know about his humble origins in Galilee. But there's no denying that the people were amazed at Jesus and drawn to him. Today we're going to consecrate this altar, and just like was done in Jesus' time for the Feast of Tabernacles, we will gather here to bring our offerings to God and to give him thanks. But with a difference. In addition to our tithes, the fruit of our harvest, so to speak, we'll also offer from this altar, above all, the Eucharist, which is a Greek term meaning literally thanksgiving. And the Eucharist we offer is Jesus himself in his real body and blood. Jesus, whom we know to be the true Davidic Messiah, despite his humble origins in Galilee. And because of this, we also dare to offer to God from this very same altar, united with Jesus, And despite our own humble origins, not only our tithes, we offer ourselves to God in union with Jesus in thanksgiving for our share in his victory. God continues to protect us and to provide for us, especially in difficult times. And for that too, we will gather around this altar to give thanks to him for many years to come.